Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples a feast of rich food and choice wines, juicy rich food and pure choice wines. On this mountain he will destroy the veil that veils all peoples, the web that is woven over all nations. He will destroy death forever. The Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces. The reproach of his people he will remove from the whole earth, for the Lord has spoken. On that day it will be said, "Behold our God to whom we look to save us. This is the Lord for whom we looked. Let us rejoice and be glad that he has saved us. For the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain." The word of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, today we celebrate the feast of St. Francis Xavier, a Jesuit missionary who in the first half of the 16th century proselytized in India and Japan. This past summer, my wife and I had the good fortune to be invited by friends to come visit them in southern India. And I can assure you that all around southern India, in churches, in statues, in museums, we hear of St. Francis Xavier. Francis Xavier expressed in his writing both tears of joy and tears of sorrow. Tears of joy in converting poor, lower caste people to Christianity. Tears of sorrow in that Christianity in his conversion process was so much undermined by the greed and the violence of the European colonists in India at that time. And yet, Francis Xavier was successful. Christianity grew in India. And today in India, it is dominant in the southern portion of India, especially in the state of Kerala. Francis Xavier was a good friend of St. Ignatius Loyola. He was one of the six friends of St. Francis, St. Ignatius Loyola, who helped found the Jesuit order. Once St. Francis went to India, left his friend in Europe, he wrote this letter to St. Ignatius. "We shall be together in this life only by letter. We shall embrace face to face only in the next life." St. Francis Xavier knew that when he went to the missions, he might never ever get back to Europe. He went willingly and waited in hope to embrace his friend St. Ignatius in the next life. The idea of the next life is expressed to us today in our first reading from Isaiah. It is a hope for a better time, and a hope for a better place. In this reading from Isaiah, the mountain is a symbol of the heavenly Jerusalem. And on that mountain, Isaiah tells us there will be a banquet of juicy rich foods, and pure choice wines, a veritable Babette's feast. It will be a celebration of God's victory over death. And therefore, Isaiah tells us, "Let us rejoice and be glad, because the Lord God has destroyed the veil separating him from his peoples, so that he can wipe away the tears from all their faces." My friends, this is our Advent hope. It is a hope for victory over suffering and death. It is a hope for a love beyond giving and beyond forgiving. I want to suggest to you the modern version of that hope, as promised by Isaiah and as promised by Christ, is wonderfully portrayed in the musical West Side Story. In that musical, which is a kind of modern musical version of the Romeo and Juliet saga, we find that Tony and Maria know that their love can never be fulfilled in this world, in the pain and anguish and racism of New York City. And the beautiful music of Leonard Bernstein and the incredible lyrics of Stephen Sondheim, we hear them talk about a new world, a new place, a new time, in that beautiful song, Somewhere. There's a place for us. Somewhere, a place for us. Peace and quiet and open air wait for us.